Good evening, KBMFers, and welcome once again to this week's Police Blotter. Thank you for sharing some of your time with me today. The following are some of the reports filed with Butte Silverbow Law Enforcement last week. On Monday, April 23rd, busy. At 1:56 a.m., suspicious activity was reported at Lysak's Tri-Stop on Harrison, and a suspect was arrested for buy, possess stolen property. 3:22, again, suspicious activity at Hart's RV. The charge was theft from motor vehicle. 7:43 a.m., 300 South Dakota, PFMA, minor injury, physical contact. 9:09, Garden and 2nd Street, DUI, drugs or alcohol. And mellow yellow the rest of that day. On Tuesday, April 24th, 6:46 a.m. on the first block of West Broadway, the arrest was for assault. Busted. At 11:58, very nearly noon, on 3200 Keokuk, a vandal was spotted and charged with criminal mischief. 3:17 p.m. on Park and XL, a traffic stop produced an arrest for, quote, habitual offender operating a motor vehicle. That's a good law. On Wednesday, April 25th, 9:47 at Butte High, those kids getting started early. Possession of alcohol or intoxicant. Bummer. Those stay with you for life now. Uh-oh, here we go. 11:21, 900 South Wyoming was the location where officers were assisting probation and parole. The allegation, possession with intent to sell. Sounds like scales, baggies, maybe a controlled buy. Ouch. 3:13 was the time. First block of West Galena, the location. The allegation. .709, 1100 Missouri, assault. 7:44, Cobbin and Florence, aggravated DUI. On Thursday, April 26th, 1:33 p.m., 2000 Harrison, PFMA. Next day, Friday, 4:29 a.m., 1800 Farragut, again, PFMA. Saturday, April 28th, 1:49 a.m. on the 800 block of Silver, the arrest was for resisting arrest, but one still wonders what the original arrest was for. On Sunday, April 29th, the time was 2:03 in the morning. The location was 600 West Daly, and the allegation, everyone together now, possession of dangerous drugs. Please, Butilians and Butalians, use caution and good judgment. Stay out of jail as it can be hazardous to your health. Until next time, for the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.